my God, what is up, all you crazy people?
Shit. Oh, shit.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
We're back so soon, it's the only show.
My name is Kyle. We're back at the same interval that we're always back at. Don't lie to the people, all right? If somebody's listening for the first time, they're going to be like, oh, I caught a special early episode.
My name's Orion, and I know Kyle.
Okay. Orion, yeah. I got to get something off my chest. Right off the bat, has been itching at me all week. Okay, you ready? You give me this look.
That was good. Like, get it off your chest because it's itching. Anyway, continue.
Because only chest itch, so that was a chest joke.
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay, I got to get this off my chest. All right. At some point this week, and I don't recall why, I was thinking about that big brown elephant-looking guy on Sesame Street.
Okay.
How do you say his name?
Snuffleupagus.
There you go.
Hey!
You got it.
Ding, 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 ding.
You are one of very few people I have ever heard attempt to say that name and say it correctly.
Yeah.
And I don't know why this was bothering me this week in particular, but it definitely was. And it's bothered me for a long time. Most people, when I hear them try to say Snuffleupagus, they say Snuffleupagus as though it's all F's. Snuffleupagus. Well, guess what, faggots? It's Snuffleupagus. I don't know what children's TV show you were watching. You obviously weren't paying enough attention because all that show was all about teaching you how to read and write and talk. It was teaching you all about the alphabet. You should have been paying attention. But instead, you were just like, oh, Snuffleupagus. It's like calling Big Bird Big Bert. And not knowing that you're wrong. Yeah. And continuing to say it well into adulthood.
They weren't listening.
You all need to drown. Because I think that actually might be worse than dying in a fire. From now on, die in a fire is kind of played out anyway. You need to drown.
Yeah.
So, and that is...
I'm really glad I got that right.
That's really it. That's all I...
Jesus. Orion facts.
That was actually the wrong clip. I was trying to play this.
The more you know.
Yeah. Orion facts is good too. Orion got it right, so that's an Orion fact.
I was like, what? But then I was like, all right.
Yeah. Let me do that again.
I love it.
That's what I was
trying to do. I love those. They were very heartwarming.
I don't remember what any of them were about. I remember it was always some cast member from Friends who would come on the screen and like be like, hey, everybody, be nice to people.
Yeah.
It was never anything I didn't know before he said it.
It was like the G.I. Joes, you know, knowing is half the battle, but it's more so heartfelt.
It's
like,
so condescending, though.
Yeah.
Because it never was anything that should be news to anyone.
Yeah.
It was never obvious. Like, you know, let me tell you about quantum physics. It was always, hey, guess what? Don't litter.
Yeah. All right.
At least the G.I. Joe things were talking to kids who might not know any better. But like, it might as well have been, hey, murdering, not a good idea.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joey from Friends. I needed to know that. So, okay. So that's what I had to get off my chest right off the bat. Other than that, not a lot's been going on with me this week. Pretty much the same deal as every week. Watched a lot of YouTube videos. Don't have any new ads to be mad at. I've seen a lot of movie trailers, which I don't mind so much.
Yeah, I don't mind.
The movie trailers are okay, except that they play the same ones over and over again.
It's like, all right, I got it. I don't have to see the movie anymore. You spoiled it for me, fuckers. Well,
my cigarette just went out. I don't know if I'm getting worse at smoking.
You're doing it wrong.
This is like the third time today I've had a cigarette just go out. And I mean, I guess I'm talking a bit this time, but... so anyway, not a ton on my mind this week.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, not a whole lot, but I can't get over the whole, listen, I got to get this off my chest.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Like,
get this off my chest?
If you say, I got to get this off my back, I got to get this off my balls.
I think it comes from...
doesn't work.
My guess would be that the saying, like a weight has lifted off your chest came first.
Okay. Yeah.
Like you gotta, and so to say you gotta get this off your chest means it's been weighing on you. I don't know why the chest specifically.
Yeah.
Like when I have something weighing on me, if I feel it in a physical sense at all, it's more like on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Like a tenseness in my shoulders or like a sort of tingly burning sensation in my neck.
I gotta get this off my brain.
Yeah. Well, I bet. Well, I don't know, actually. I was going to say.
I feel it in my brain.
I was going to say, I bet when the phrase came about that people didn't really know that much about the brain and so didn't. Okay. But I don't know. It's a pretty standard English phrase. I don't know if it's old enough for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry about that. I just was curious.
No, that's like, okay.
Yeah, weird.
No, the more you know.
Yeah. Yeah. After every episode we do, we should play that.
After every sentence we say, we should play that. People need to know the things that we know. The more you know, folks. Speaking of things that I know, I found out today that people in Iceland believe in elves.
Really?
Like a significant portion of the population of Iceland believes in elves.
No way.
I was reading this thing. Apparently some guy did a survey in Iceland asking people if they believe in elves and ghosts.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
13% of participants in the study said it is impossible that elves exist.
Yeah.
19% found it unlikely. 37%, 37% said elves possibly exist. 17% found their existence likely and 8% definite.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
And even more believe in ghosts. Only 7% said their existence was impossible, 16% unlikely, 41% possible, and 18% likely.
What the fuck?
And 13% definite. So 13% of their population thinks ghosts are definitely real. But I was reading this, and then I was seeing links related to it in the comments and stuff. And I went to all these different places. Like, for instance, in February 2009, a poll was posted on CBSNews.com of Americans. Apparently, 48% of Americans believe in ghosts.
Of course.
48%.
Of course they do. God damn it.
How crazy is that? 48%. It's also interesting to note that women are crazier than men.
Yeah.
Because even though the percentage is similar for both, it's higher for women.
And we're the minority, right? Men? Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
By a little bit. So, okay. So people in Iceland believe in elves, though.
Yeah, I was going to say. And so something's going on.
That led me to this video
of
an Icelandic woman talking about elf sex.
Oh, God.
She claims to have had sex with elves.
Of course.
And I haven't watched this whole thing yet. I only watched a little teeny bit of it, but I'm going to play some of it now, if it'll play. Oh. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This is one of those situations where I had it pulled up and like preloaded.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it just decided, nope, not anymore.
No.
Starts out with some nice...
Iceland is so, like what you say, it's not very densely populated, so there are so many areas where you are all alone, and that is when they will come to you. I should say I'm an elf sex nerd, maybe. I think that's the best way to explain what I am. And this is my book, Please Yourself.
Okay, her book is called Please Yourself, but she capitalized ELF in self.
Ah.
Please Yours Elf.
Clever.
Yeah.
I forgive her.
Come
she
around here for
hot.
Just a second.
All right.
Take a look at her. She's not gross. I would expect somebody who was this crazy to be gross. She's not gross. She's not my type or anything.
What I am. This is my book, Please Yourself.
Yeah.
She's
blonde, like everyone in Iceland. They are the master race. But
she's beautiful, Kyle. Oh my God.
She's okay. She looks a little Icelandic.
Yeah.
Like they look a little bit like monsters. But
no.
just a teeny bit. Like they may have mated with something supernatural at some point in their past.
Encounter with elves. Well, it was sort of by accident. It was simple. I was just wandering around the Icelandic nature. I suddenly realized I'm alone in this beautiful situation. He just came to me and whispered some things in my ear, you know, dirty talk. They're quite good at that, actually.
Elves are good at dirty talk.
So they're not technically elves. They're more like hidden people or huldufólk, which is what we call them.
Icelandic is such a crazy language.
Yeah.
Could you imagine talking to a girl, the hottest girl in the world, but everything she says sounds like the Swedish chef?
Yeah.
You know, like, what kind of words are those? And I was reading all these websites about Icelandic elves, and they keep mentioning like town names and things, mm-hmm. and they're all crazy. Like it's all K's, L's, and U's. That's all they have there. It's just all K's, L's, and U's. It's sometimes like right next to each other, the consonants, and you can't tell. I have no idea how to pronounce anything from there.
So they're not like small, ugly gnomes. They're more like tall and beautiful. And they almost look like their skin almost emits light. Elves sort of know what you want in bed. They don't need to ask. They sort of can read your mind and maybe even know better what you want than you do, which is very incredible. They're very flexible, so they can, you know, use positions that would not be possible.
She's now holding up a page from her book with a bunch of little stick figure scribbles of elf sex positions. It says intercourse and in one column and oral in the other column.
Oh, man.
And in the first picture in the intercourse column is the elf bent over backwards doing like a backbend,
mm-hmm.
and her, I guess, straddling him, riding him like a pony.
Oh my God.
And the first oral picture is, she doesn't have them labeled is who's who, but it's one of them standing up and the other one upside down being held by the person standing up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
And the second oral picture is one of them standing up and the other person like sitting kind of on their head, like with their legs wrapped around the head and their arms wrapped around. So it's like fucking face while they're standing. Pretty good.
That's brutal.
This is a picture of one of the crazy positions.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. It's scrolling down across the page. So I missed this part. The one with the person on the other person's face. There's one person standing up and another person like face fucking them.
Mm-hmm.
And the person standing up is apparently the dude in this situation, because then as it scrolls down, you can see the stick figure standing up has his hand on his dick.
Yeah.
And there's a little, she drew a little line. Well, she drew a bunch of little like squirts coming out of the dick and she drew a little line to that and then wrote geyser underneath it. And then the next one, I can't see it all yet, but it looks like it's another one where one of them is upside down and the feet are next to the head and it says toe fetish.
Oh, Jesus.
Elves can do. He's standing up and she's sort of on, like with her feet on his shoulders and he's performing oral sex on her. They're big on oral sex, definitely. They have incredible tongues. The guy's penises are quite average, I would say. But I think with elf size doesn't matter, if that makes any sense. Elf sperm is quite similar.
I don't know if this is a joke or what, but they just cut to a picture of like a brick sidewalk with paint splattered all over it, blue and white paint. In like slightly greenish paint, and it says elf sperm artistic rendering.
I'd say glittery, so shimmery somehow. You'll definitely have an orgasm with elves. Everyone will have. And I definitely have loads of them. I'd be careful in including any kind of sort of golden shower things. Their bodies work in a totally different way. So they don't really like pee and poo like us humans. So they get quite shocked. I wouldn't recommend it.
Don't pee on an elf. Sage advice.
There's a experience here. This is an interview I did with a guy that prefers to be anonymous, but he has had some experiences. The thing she did were completely new to me. Her mouth and throat could sort of go between big and wide to this really tight pressure, like her mouth was melted to my cock, from light strokes to vacuum. Like you never knew what was gonna come next. Circulating the shaft, around.
They just showed another one of her little sketches.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another one where like one of them's upside down and she wrote next to it rim job and then question mark. Like she's not even sure. Oh, I don't know. This is my elf sex handbook, but I don't even know what this one's about. It went really fast. I missed it.
Glands. It was as if her tongue could stimulate both head and shaft and the balls at the same time. I have no idea how they do this. And then the changing of temperature. One moment she felt warm, really warm, and then her breath cooled you down, and then the heat again, until you can't hold it back any longer. Sounds pretty awesome, even though I'm not a guy. I think it will make the world a better place if more people have sex with elves.
Then she said, sex with humans is boring. Oh, that's the end of the video.
I'll get right on that.
I think it would make the world a better place if more people had sex with elves.
Oh my God.
As crazy as this is, like, and it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculously nuts. I could get behind this long before I could get behind any kind of, conventional religion or anything. You know, like, wait. Hold on a second. So you're telling me there's a God who hates gays. He's really pretty strict, gets pretty pissed off a lot, floods things, causes natural disasters.
Doesn't like when you draw on yourself permanently.
Had a kid just so that we could kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did and tortured him. That's okay. But this other chick's saying I can fuck elves. As far as supernatural beliefs go, I think I'm going to side with the one that involves boning.
Yeah.
Awesome. Like, your God doesn't even like boning. He's mostly against it.
Mm-hmm.
But these elves, man, I'm going for it. Yeah. So, okay.
This
so,
chick must be so easy. Well,
only
I take
an
that
elf.
Back. Yes.
Yeah, she's
if you're
been
an
spoiled.
Average guy.
Fuck! She's been spoiled by magic elf dick.
Oh.
Like, you're never getting anywhere near that. Unless you go, like, dressed up as Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
And then maybe you get some fake prosthetic ears, like some for a Lord of the Rings costume.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some body glitter on on your dick.
Really
and then,
shiny.
Yeah. She'll bone you.
And just be really into whatever you want to do to her, so... Don't she be like, hey, you into this? Question mark. You got to be like, I'm into this.
Yeah.
And whisper sweet nothings in her ear.
She's got a blog,
convince
too.
Him. Yeah.
One of her, and it's all about elf sex. One of her blog entries says, okay, I'm going to start with a few simple elf facts. Elf sex is possibly the safest sex on Earth. They don't carry sexually transmitted diseases, and you can't get pregnant or make an elverine pregnant unless you both want to, which is not unheard of. And yes, there are female elves, elverines, and they're hot, 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 even to girls. That reminds me, all elves are bisexual. But guys and girls not ready for same-sex action, don't worry. No elf will do anything you don't want to. They can sense your longings and not longings.
Oh my God.
And you, the rest of it's about some guy who commented on her shit.
Nah.
There's another post in here somewhere about how she found an elf. It had been a while since she banged an elf, but she found a new place to find an elf.
What a whore.
And it was behind some building. And she said, if you're going to go there and try this, don't mistake any of the bums that hang around there for elves. So it's like she went into some alleyway with a bunch of homeless people and banged some random guy and thought it was an elf.
That's horrible.
So she's crazy. I don't know, man. Icelandic elves.
Yeah, they are crazy. I like how they're like, I'm not so sure about the elf idea. Have you heard Icelandic music? It just makes you want to cry and contemplate life.
It's
really
Sigur Rós or whatever. Is that Icelandic?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Want to cry.
Did you ever hear that Justin Bieber song Slowed Way Down?
No.
What? Okay, hold on. Justin.
Is this supposed to sound like Sigur Rós?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Slowed down.
See, I'm a big fan, but it is what it is. It is sad.
Justin Bieber, 800% slower.
Oh, God.
Now, I've never really listened to Sigur Rós or however you pronounce it. But it's not me saying that's what this sounds like, but I saw somebody else say that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. That's so fucking weird.
This is Justin Bieber, 800% slower.
It's beautiful.
Let me skip ahead a bit.
It's haunting.
Thank you. wonder if it works the other way around. Like if you speed Rose up, it's Justin Bieber.
And I was like, baby, baby.
Yeah.
I don't think so, Kyle.
The only other thing, like there are only really two other things that have really piqued my interest this week.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is that the 1.9 update of Minecraft has been leaked.
Mm-hmm.
So I played that a little bit, but all the new stuff in 1.9 is stuff I haven't seen yet because it's all like they added the NPC villagers. Like there were randomly generated villages in 1.8. Now there are people in them.
Nice.
And they're fucking weird looking.
Yeah.
They
not like people or just...
Well, they kind of look like people, but they have these weird noses that sort of make them look like Gonzo from the Muppets.
What the fuck?
And their arms are weird. I think it's supposed to look like their arms are crossed, but it's kind of hard to tell. And they have tall heads.
They're judging you. What are you doing in my village?
Yeah. And they added lily pads in swamps.
Hmm.
Which I haven't seen yet because I'm still playing on my old world, which doesn't have any swamps generated in it. They changed the water color in swamps. There's new stuff added to the nether. There's nether bricks and nether fence.
I'm too afraid of the nether.
And there are new bad guys in the nether.
Oh, why? They're already bad enough. It's a bad, horrible place.
There are fire slimes, or I think they're called magma cubes or something, or... And
it's easy enough to die there. Like, well, let's make it even harder to look around and see what's in the nether.
And there are these new things called blaze that are weird. They're like little heads with floating rods floating around them, and they're on fire and they shoot fire at you.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's turning into like Castlevania.
It's pretty crazy, dog.
Damn.
And there are like sort of strongholds in the overworld or whatever. In the nether now, there are these big dungeon things built out of nether brick that you can find those new bad guys in.
Why would you go there?
to get nether brick, to get netherrack.
And get your ass kicked and to lose all your stone. Shit. Oh.
Yeah, there's lots of reasons to go to the nether.
You got to have balls to go to.
It's a quick place to get lava if you don't want to travel to the center of the earth.
Yeah.
If you have a portal around. Yeah.
So scary though, for anyone that hasn't played Minecraft, the nether is like, it's like hell.
It's hell. That's what it is.
It's so scary.
Yeah, I don't know. So there's Minecraft. Yeah. Not as excited about it this week as I was last week.
Yeah.
And then kind of exciting to me, but maybe not exciting to talk about. Some scientists just recently discovered some neutrinos traveling faster than the speed of light.
Oh no.
Which is something that's not supposed to happen.
That's going to change everything.
Nothing's
going to ruin everything.
Nothing's supposed to go faster than the speed of light.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh, guys. Time to start rethinking some stuff.
We were talking about this kind of shit in my math class, of all things, at Kendall at the college.
A while ago.
A while ago.
Yeah.
And it was just a generic math class. You know, I'm relearning what I learned in like ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But we got on this subject of... random patterns, and he kind of related it to scientific discoveries and hypotheses and all that. Like he put a pattern on the board and we predicted the next, you know, number or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he's like explaining, you know, that's not necessarily the answer. Like you would think, because it makes sense and everything adds up and it fits. It's like this big puzzle piece and it fits. And everything makes sense now. But if it isn't that, it changes everything. Oh, shit. And that's why when shit like this comes along,
right,
this is a lot of scientists off. And they're like, no, I don't believe it. No, this changes everything. We got to rethink a lot of shit.
Well,
and they get so upset.
To be fair, they're still going over the data.
All right.
Like, it's such a mind-blowing thing that they're still like, okay, something might not be right here.
Yeah,
like we gotta keep going over this. Yeah. But apparently they have tried it, you know, a few, it seems like it's legit. And so now they're putting the info out there to be peer reviewed and stuff. And if it turns out to be true, yeah, it's a big fucking deal because nothing's supposed to go faster than the speed of light. That kind of fucks a lot of shit up.
It fucks a lot of formulae up.
And the thing that I think maybe some people don't understand about science is that this is not, if this turns out to be true, it's not like this is going to make scientists angry.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe some of them because they're dicks.
Yeah, butt hurt.
But this is exciting shit for scientists.
Yeah.
And that's something I think people sometimes don't understand about scientists, especially like religious people. Like, scientists don't really mind being wrong, especially when it's something huge like this, because that's like, oh my God, this opens up all kinds of new possibilities and all kinds of new shit to study. Like, this is a major discovery.
They like moving forward.
Yeah.
Whereas in religion, they do not like that. Let's just stand still. Where are you going? Where are you going? No, don't move.
But so, like I said,
that's cool.
Not the most exciting thing in the world to talk about. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You remember my detective, Kate Beckett?
Oh, shit.
She lived, dog.
God.
She lived.
Oh, God.
She made it.
I don't. Okay.
She struggled through. She made it through the night.
I'm happy for you.
The night that lasted a whole summer. She made it through.
Did you feel good? Like, it was heartwarming for you?
I was like, yeah,
kind of like watching, Home Makeover.
Yeah, but then I was mad at her because she pushed Castle away.
Yeah.
He like was there at her bedside in the hospital and she's like, get the fuck out, dog.
What a tease.
She didn't really say get the fuck out, but she wanted him to leave because he was saying something. I don't remember. And then she didn't talk to him for 3 months and he was really mad. But then she showed up at his book signing and cheered him up. Okay. And now they're back together, buddies, so working on the case.
She's one of those bitches, just plays with you.
She needed some
time,
comes back. Oh, and she lied. She said she didn't remember like the last few minutes, like when she got shot and when he was like bent over and saying, I love you.
Yeah.
And then she passed out. She said she didn't remember that shit. But at the end of the episode, you see her talking to a counselor and she says, I lied. I remember everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. So Castle thinks she doesn't remember and he didn't tell her again.
What a bitch.
And so like now, this whole thing's crazy. And now he's keeping a secret from her because her life's in danger. And if he tells her about it, then he's afraid it'll make her run out into more danger. And so he's keeping it. They're going to be so mad at each other when they find out about these secrets.
Oh, all this tension, man. When it finally goes down, it's going to be epic.
Why can't these crazy kids just see what's right in front of them, Orion?
I know.
And just hug.
Yeah.
Just hug it out.
All it takes is a hug.
Hug it out. Ah, can't wait.
They make these shows. They make sex so complicated and like tricky and like it's a video game.
Oh, you always want to take this to sex, Orion.
Hugs. Well, that's what they're doing.
Hugs.
No. Well, at first, but then you get to the sex and they make it so like a fucking, like trying to get through the matrix and defeat the fucking programmer in the robot city, you know, when all you got to do is just fucking do it, man.
She has built emotional walls around herself, Orion.
Many, many, many walls.
Yes, because her mother was killed and she's trying to solve her mother's murder and people just keep dying and she's never gaining any ground. She's never learning anything new. She's hit a wall. There's no news in the case, no new breaks in the case. She's been told by her new commander or whatever that she can't pursue the case anymore. So she's all walled up on the inside.
Yeah. But don't you get sexually frustrated watching this?
No.
God damn.
It's not about the sex, Orion. It's about the hugs and the tenderness.
Don't you get frustrated in a hugging sense?
I do get hugually frustrated. That yes, I do. I get total hug blue balls. But that's what keeps me watching. Yeah. You know, I'm just waiting for that day when I hug ejaculate.
Oh my God.
All over my computer screen because I watch it illegally. I download it. I'm just waiting for
the day. I was watching The Dead Zone, and there was like a few episodes where I forget the character, but the main guy who touches you and he can like kind of see into the future.
Anthony Michael Hall?
Yes.
Yeah. He looks like a goddamn hamburger these days. I don't know what he did.
I know. What happened?
I don't know if it was steroids or weight gainer.
Fuck.
Some kind of surgery.
Yeah. But there was this red-headed reporter. I don't know if you were watching.
No, and I was not watching The Dead Zone, no.
The tension.
I'm not a faggot. I watch Castle. He kept for the hugs.
Fuck. He'd touch her, and everything he would see was them fucking, ultimately. And it was like the most awesome sex. It was so heated and amazing. Oh, my God. And he's still got this thing with his like ex-wife, you know, the whole fucking show. He's like, but ultimately, because the tension was killing me, I'm like all these wasted boners, you know? It finally happened after like three episodes and they got nasty.
Don't you ever
want
to watch for the hugs?
I will watch this forever. I am loyal.
Don't you ever want to just watch for the hugs?
No.
Don't you? What is, why does it have to be about boners?
Oh, I don't know.
I just want them to get together and just snuggle and watch a romantic comedy. And you're like, when are they going to fuck? Did you feel that way, like watching
it's
Friends
not so much,
back
no.
in the day? No. Like, when is Ross going to fuck Rachel? They need to fuck already.
Wait a minute. What? Oh, okay.
Ross and Rachel on Friends.
That's right.
What do you think I was talking about?
I was like, aren't they related? Like brother and sister?
No, that's Ross and Monica.
That's right.
Hello.
Shit.
Hello. Could you be any more not into Friends?
Can you imagine that?
That was me channeling Chandler.
Yeah. But it's not so much about like the sex in the sense of like porno, hardcore fucking.
You
it's
wanted Jerry and Elaine to fuck on Seinfeld. You're all about everybody fucking. When are they going to fuck? You know what? I like Malcolm in the Middle, but when are they going to show the mom and dad fucking? There needs to be more fucking going on
in that
house.
They're so stressed out.
She's such a bitch. No wonder he's so high strung all the time. They never fuck.
Oh, man.
Oh, the unresolved sexual tension. Oh, Dora the Explorer. When's she going to fuck that monkey? or the backpack, whatever. Just fuck something.
Just rub it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
What is wrong with you?
What are we talking about here?
Did you know Blue in Blue's Clues was a girl?
No.
When is Blue going to fuck that guy?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know Blue's gender. It's probably a boy.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Was there a pink dog? If there was, that was probably the girl.
Yes. Where are we going, Kyle?
I don't know.
That's right.
We're in the middle of talking about something. And you're like, what else? Kate Beckett. Yeah, so she's doing all right.
All right.
She's back in action.
Well, I'm glad to hear. That's why you're so
Castle's daughter is upset.
Happy. Yeah.
Because he's putting himself in danger and he's not a cop. He's just a writer.
Yeah.
And she's like, you need to stop doing this pretend police work. And he's like, but I have to keep her safe. And she's like, well, do you love her? And he's like, I do. And she's like, does she make you happy? And he's like, yes. And she's like, well, okay, then I guess. So she's reluctantly going along with it for now. She's not into it.
This is so Gilmore Girls bullshit.
I loved Gilmore Girls, though.
Oh, my God, no.
I've seen almost all of the Gilmore Girls. The only parts I've missed are like some of season one, I think. And I started watching it with my ex-girlfriend now.
Yeah.
And I watched all of it.
Oh, no.
Right up to the end. I was so mad when it ended because it got canceled.
I could think about watching that shit, being forced to watch it with my ex-girlfriend, uh-huh, was when that guy with the backwards hat that ran the little cafe, him and that main chick, the mom, were going to fuck.
Yeah.
And it just dragged out.
Well, they did.
God.
They did eventually.
They did. Oh, yeah. My God.
If you stuck with it, it would have been perfect for you because eventually they did. And that's what you like, the resolving of the sexual tension.
I'm going to go watch some Gilmore Girls.
But in the meantime, she dated some losers.
Yeah.
Her baby daddy for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Christopher, and that was bad news. He's a good guy, but they're not good together. Lorelai and Christopher. But Luke is the guy with the backwards hat.
Yes,
meant to be together.
Oh,
soulmates.
If you weren't thinking about them ultimately fucking, what were you thinking about then?
Hugs.
No.
When are the hugs going to commence?
God damn.
Hello.
It.
Bring me hugs.
No, they're lonely. They're both divorced, right?
I don't.
They just want fucking. They want to.
If I wanted to watch for fucking, I would be watching. I wouldn't be watching the Gilmore Girls. I'd be watching True Blood. There's lots of fucking in True Blood, and I do watch True Blood. And occasionally I watch porn. I'm into some fucking.
Yeah,
but not in the Gilmore Girls. The Gilmore Girls are about hugs.
Okay, all right.
The Gilmore Girls are about like going to Luke's for pancakes in the morning.
All right,
and getting coffee and talking really fast. And hugging.
All
that's
right.
That's the Gilmore
you
Girls.
You got me there. You got me there.
And what's her name? Miss Patty in her dance studio. And what's that guy? I can't think of the guy's name, but the old guy who's always causing trouble. And he opened a candy store. I forget his name.
I don't know.
Oh, Ryan, I just can't relate.
What have I done?
I just can't relate. No, so you never want hugs, huh? You never like, come on and hug already. You don't know what I'm talking, like the tenderness, the the sweet romance. You just like, come on, get your bone on.
Not, no, it's, I'm more into the erotic sex, you know?
Like, ugh, but erotic sex is a lie.
It's not like, let's hurry up and get this over with. So I'll call you later.
You're talking about like slow motion bullshit
sex.
Yeah,
like, take my breath away.
Like the kind of stuff that's physically only possible in the movies because you can't slow down real life.
That's why I watch.
Oh, yes. That's such garbage though.
Oh,
I hate it.
It's so hot.
Do you remember the movie Terminator?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
God,
like,
where are you going?
There's at least, it's been a while since I've actually seen it, but there's at least one actual sex scene in that movie.
Yes.
And it's the most ridiculous fucking thing in the world. And it's exactly what you're describing. It's so terrible. It's like I want to fast forward through that part of the movie. It's such garbage. It's like it was put there exploitatively to get the boner demographic.
They both needed it. There was a lot of stress going
on,
man.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking Terminator.
So when you get stressed out, you need to fuck?
It helps. Like,
I get
it. Helps a lot,
I don't know. I don't. Do you jerk off when you get stressed out?
No, that doesn't really help. I need the.
So you need the slow motion, take my breath away.
Yes, yes.
To relieve stress.
Well, and hardcore fucking. Just sex in general.
Is it the slow motion thing?
No.
Because maybe you should try swimming. Because that's like slow motion. Yeah.
Swim naked.
Yeah.
With a fish on the end of my dick.
I don't know. The more I think about it over time, the more I think the way I see sex is a lot different from the way other people see it. Yeah. And I think, you know, in some ways you're an extreme case.
I'm sorry.
But
I don't mean to be, but it's so good, man. It's so glorious.
They needed it. They were being chased by a goddamn robot skeleton. What do you want them to do? Not take a break to fuck? Jesus Christ, Kyle.
Oh, man.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. That's something we should pull the
listeners
on.
Did you ever see Schindler's List?
Yes.
Lots of fucking in that movie. Because those concentration camps were harsh, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so stressed out. I'm starving to death. And they're putting my family in the gas chamber.
I'm gonna
die. Let's get our fuck on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember when...
I'm proud of that movie.
Morgan Freeman and that guy in the Shawshank Redemption fucked? Because of all the stress.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Every movie. And it was in slow motion.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman whipping his hair around. Riding on top, you could see his breasts heaving.
Oh, Jesus.
Up and down. I don't know, man. I'm in it for the hugs.
Yeah.
I'm in it for the hugs. If I want to watch fucking, I'll watch porn.
That's cool. I understand. Yeah.
Actually, when I do watch True Blood, I usually get annoyed at the sex scenes.
I hear that a lot. A lot of people won't watch that because they're not pussies. Like, I don't like the sex.
Yeah.
So it's gross. Too much sex.
Yeah. It's not gross or offensive. It's just like
too much.
It's to me, it's almost like a commercial coming on.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Okay.
I'm going to go grab a beverage.
Sookie's naked
you
again.
Guys do that. Yep.
Uh-huh. Oh, and she's annoying as fuck. She gets dumber as the series goes on. She's just so fucking dumb. It's terrible.
Sookie. She the chick that played Rogue in X-Men?
You need to start watching things I watch.
All right.
Yes, she's the one who played Rogue in X-Men. You really need to start watching things I watch, because every time I talk about TV, you're so lost.
I know.
Even the Gilmore Girls, which you brought up, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
What am I talking about?
Yeah. You brought this up! You didn't even know what everybody's seen Friends, and you didn't know what I was talking about when I was talking about Friends.
Oh. Every time I've seen Friends, it was at the ex's house, and I couldn't stop thinking
every
about
time,
getting the fuck out of there.
Every time you've seen Friends?
Every time.
It was on for
never
like 100 years.
I know.
Wow.
I hated it. I'm sorry.
Mm.
I like the intro, though, that song.
You and me, we need to get a couple of terry cloth robes and some toenail polish and a tub of ice cream, and we're just going to sit down and marathon a bunch of shows that you would never watch on your own. We'll watch all of Veronica Mars.
All right.
We'll watch the Gilmore Girls. We'll watch Friends. We won't watch all of Friends. There's just too much. We'd be there for a year.
The fuck would we tell roommate John, though?
Oh, he'll be there.
You think he'd join in?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
He's
too cool for that shit.
We'll have John make nachos. He's domestic like that. He'd do it.
I don't know.
Remus. We'll get a little terry cloth robe for Remus. It'll be good.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. Yeah.
We'll get a little DVD player and we'll go start a bubble bath. We'll get in there together.
Ooh. Oh, no. All right. Okay.
Two birds with one stone. We'll do an adorableboys.com photo shoot.
Yep.
And watch the Gilmore Girls. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. You're taking a lot out of me, Kyle.
Hey, you know what? If you want to talk about something else, it's up to you. I already told you I have nothing to say this week.
I think I need to take a break.
Okay. All right. I guess let's take a Gilmore Girls break.
All right.
I'm not speaking to that stupid class.
But you agreed.
I'm out. Case closed. No debate.
Great. Fine. Do what you want. I guess I'm just out the $1,000 deposit.
Well, what deposit?
For the room.
What room?
For the thing. For the afterwards thing.
Oh, wait now. You're talking crazy talk trying to confuse me, aren't you?
Aren't you?
What?
Who?
Stop.
Bye.
Hold on a sec. I agreed to this under coercion.
You said yes on your own.
I said yes because when I said no, you talked baby talk loudly in front of all my customers until I got so sick of it, I just agreed to do it to shut you up.
I'm incorrigible.
It's not a binding agreement. It's coercion.
Well, you gave in just in time because I was about to transition out of baby talk and into my Louis Armstrong voice. And that, my friend, is a whole lot worse than baby talk.
I hate that building.
What, the school?
3 years ago in there, I have no good memories.
You must have some.
None. Kids were as dumb then as they are now.
I think you'll enjoy this.
Think about going back to your high school to give a talk. How would that feel?
Okay, not all your points are bad. But it's not my school, it's your school. And if you cancel, this whole town will know. And when you walk down the street, people will point and whisper, "There goes that Luke. He's a real talk canceler guy."
Ouch.
But I promised the PTA, so my fragile reputation is on the line.
I think you'll live.
Oh, Luke.
No.
Hello, Dolly.
Stop that.
This is Louie, Dolly.
I'll just hang up.
I'll be coming around the diner singing songs.
Have you been diagnosed?
See you tomorrow at 4.
Welcome back to Hugcast, everybody.
Fuck you.
With your host, Kyle, and Fuck Sauce.
Fuck Sauce, I like that.
Fuck Sauce is Orion's new name. That'd be a good nickname for your baby. You were talking about needing a nickname for little Leland.
Yeah.
Fuck Sauce.
That's great.
It's like you're naming him after his origin.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, at this point, I think it would be a great time to get into some listener content stuff. Actually, first, I want to kind of address the forum. There's not a lot in there to address, but Gavin mentioned he's been watching a lot of Let's Plays of Minecraft lately.
Yeah.
And he mentions a bunch of people that he's been watching, like Ko and Ethos and Dutroid and some other people. And I wanted to say, just in response to that, that the videos I've been watching the most lately are this series of videos called, I think it's called Legendary Failures. It's these two guys playing a map called Legendary, made by some guy named Vex. And the two guys are Good Boulder Fist and some guy named B00.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my current favorite. That's what I've been watching the most. I love B00 is hilarious.
Their commentary.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great. Good, I could take or leave, but them together is pretty funny.
Kind of like us, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Orion, you know what? He's okay. He's a little horny. misunderstood Terminator.
Yeah.
Fucking Terminator.
But that Kyle, once he gets going on those Gilmore Girls, can't get enough.
And it's great. Yeah. Gold.
I'm going to have to ditch you and start Gilmore Girls cast. I got to give the people what they want.
Yeah.
Gavin also said that ads mostly display on full screen and or greater than 480p resolution videos on YouTube. Below that, very rarely. I have no idea if that's true or not. As far as I can tell, as far as I can tell, ads mostly show on YouTube partner videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who are making money off of YouTube.
Yes.
Like if you watch any of our videos, if any ads show up at all, it's just those little ones that kind of pop up at the bottom while you're watching. You'll never see a trailer for a movie in front of one of our videos because we're not a YouTube partner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, as far as I can tell, that's it. But then again, even if that is true, all the videos I watch are in greater than 480p. They're all, most of them are at least 720p.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really make any difference to me. And then he says he wishes he was over Scarlett Johansson, if you know what I mean. Well, I assume he means fucking in slow motion to the Terminator soundtrack.
Yeah.
What could you imagine? You like pick up a girl, like one night stand style, yep, at a bar, yep, or whatever. You bring her home. You're going to bang. You say, hold on one second. And you go to the stereo.
Oh, man.
That's hot.
Yeah. Got to get in the mood. Put on a little mood music. Okay. Anyway. Then some other stuff was said. Miss Nick said last week's episode was amazing. She laughed out loud too many times. And to that, I have to say, sorry about this week. But I appreciate that. That's pretty nice. And there, yeah, were some Minecraft comics posted in the forums. So that's kind of cool.
Those are great. Yeah.
But you'll have to check those out for yourselves. I'm not going to tell you what those are all about. So there.
Yeah. Check them out. And if you don't get it, fucking play Minecraft for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
It's easy.
So now let's go over to our man in the field, me, for the Facebooks and Twitters. Twitter's first. Throughout the week, I'm Kilo, who's the only person who usually messages us throughout the week when I'm not just asking for you to say things to, yeah, me. He said several things.
He gets it. Yeah.
He said, I don't play Minecraft, but I don't really dislike hearing you talk about it. As long as you are passionate, it's compelling. And then he says, Danny Bonaducci once said that on Adam Carolla's show in not so many words. So that's nice. And I think there's some truth to that, but I don't think it works in all situations.
Yeah.
As long as you're passionate, it's
especially
compelling.
Especially because it's a video game.
I don't think it's true. Like if I sincerely tried to start a podcast, yep, about the TV show Castle,
yeah,
I would either not get listeners or I would get the wrong listeners. Yeah. Like listeners that I just wanted to murder, I think.
Oh yeah.
Then he says, I knew a guy who was stationed in Afghanistan. He could have a laptop and MP3 player, and so I would burn him a DVD full of podcasts. He loved getting those podcasts because I'm sure entertainment options are on base were limited. If you want to have a coworker who would love you forever, burn a DVD of podcasts and give it to her to mail in her next care package. Now, that's in response to what I was talking about with the greeting card last week,
yeah,
where this lady at my work came up to me with a greeting card for me to sign that she had everybody at work sign for her son who's stationed somewhere. He's in the military. And I'm Kilo is suggesting that I give her a DVD full of podcasts to send to her son.
Oh man.
Now, I'm not going to do that for a few reasons. One, I'm not entirely sure if he means our podcast or if he means just podcasts,
yeah,
in general.
Yeah.
If he means our podcast, I'm definitely not going to do
no
it.
No way.
Because I don't really want anybody at work to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure sending a guy in the military stationed overseas a DVD full of podcasts, some of which I talk trash about people in the military,
yeah,
on, would be the greatest idea.
Not a good idea.
Another reason is I don't know this guy at all. I barely know his mom who tried to get me to sign this card. I have no idea what they're like or what they're into. I have no idea what they're offended by. And damn near every podcast I listen to, if we're not talking about our podcast, is just as offensive as ours, if not worse. So I'm not going to give his mom a DVD yeah, full of things where people are just throwing nigger and faggot around and talking about murder and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do it. But I mean, I kind of like the idea in,
yeah,
theory. Like, it's a nice thing to do.
I just picture military guys, you know, I think they're just a little more sensitive.
I don't know about sensitive,
I don't know.
I could picture him, based on what little I know about his mom, I could picture him being kind of conservative and just a sweet boy.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, I could see that really backfiring on me.
I just pictured like, yeah, you talk a lot of shit sitting in that fucking room of yours.
Yeah, I mean, it could go that way.
Get out in the action, you know, and
who knows?
Then talk some shit.
Who knows? But I'm not doing it
because
I just don't think it's a great idea.
No.
But I appreciate the suggestion. And then somebody named Gary Piano, his Twitter name is Fightbait.
Okay.
But then it says his name is Gary Piano.
That's a great name.
He says Whale Penis Christmas Pizza. That was in direct response to me saying today,
yeah,
what should we talk about?
God damn.
Whale Penis Christmas Pizza is what we should talk about.
Oh, man.
You have any thoughts on Whale Penis Christmas Pizza?
I'd give it a shot. I don't know.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't know that I would eat Whale Penis Christmas Pizza.
God damn.
I wonder what makes it Christmas pizza. Because I think whale penis pizza is special enough already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't need to make it a holiday thing. I don't... Maybe it sounds like an Icelandic dish.
Yeah.
Whale penis Christmas pizza. But I...
You feel more obligated. You're sitting there, you know, well, it is Christmas.
Do you put candles in it like a birthday cake? You just jam a candle in the whale urethra?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Mmm. A whale... I'm picturing a pizza. I'm picturing a pizza with a whale penis just sitting on top of it. Like, just across it.
That's disgusting.
And
oh, God.
Frosting. And rainbow colored sprinkles. That's what I'm picturing.
On the pizza, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But like the frosting is just kind of piled on top of the whale penis. It looks kind of like snow. Just white frosting and then rainbow colored sprinkles and then one of those stripy candles. I don't know what else to say to whale penis Christmas pizza. Yeah. And that's everything on the Twitter.
All right.
So now we're moving on to ye olde Facebook. Not in response to anything I said today, but Miss Nick said the other day, she said, Kyle, what would be in your latest episode of Doctor Who hotel room? And at that point, I had forgotten that Doctor Who was back and I hadn't seen the latest episode of Doctor Who. So I went and I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And the episode was about them getting stuck in this hotel room, which later it turned out was like some kind of space prison.
Yeah.
That was meant to look like a hotel room. And all of the rooms in the hotel room were full of people's fears. Like, if you walked into your room, if you happen to find your room, it would have the thing you were most afraid of.
I see.
But there were all the other rooms with like other people's fears in them. Like they walked in one room and there was a sad clown sitting on a bed.
Okay.
So that's the idea. These rooms have your greatest fear in them. And so the question is, I guess, what's my greatest fear?
I see.
And I honestly don't know. I tried to answer this on the Facebook. I said, that's a good question. I don't really know. Maybe a bunch of people I respect going over all the reasons they dislike me. Either that or an angry black man with knives coming out of his dick. It's a toss-up.
Okay, now it all makes sense. Yeah.
The thing I said about, it's boring, but the thing I said about a bunch of people I respect going over all the reasons they dislike me might be accurate. Like, I want to say, like, a lion made out of spiders or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't really have any.
All your closest
maybe
friends.
Maybe somebody trying to poke me with needles. Like, I don't know, trying to take my blood.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of things I'm afraid of, and I'm really not afraid of much. And so I guess the reason I brought this up wasn't so you could sit in silence.
I'm sorry.
It was to basically pose the question to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. This sounds really gay, but I think my biggest fear is if I walked into a room with all these people I knew and nobody acknowledged me, like I was invisible.
Oh.
I'd feel so alone. That's a big fear of mine.
That's almost as gay as mine.
Being alone.
Almost as gay
alone.
As mine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I was going to say that another way that that fear, if it's just a fear of being alone, could manifest would just be you walk into an empty room. But,
oh, no.
But then I guess you might not understand that this was the room that held your greatest fear. And you might just turn around and walk back out.
Yeah, that was a lame room.
So I guess that's that. Neither one of us has any entertaining fears.
Yeah.
We're both just gays.
Yeah.
So then in response to me today saying, what should we talk about? Mike Johnson, who is my old roommate, Mike, he said, do the show naked. I asked for suggestions / questions. He said, do the show naked.
Of course he would
How
say that.
How do you know we don't always do the show naked?
Yeah.
I mean, he was on the show once. Mm-hmm. We wore clothes that time.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Didn't want to freak him out.
Right, exactly. But right now, naked.
Yes.
Paul P. Shu, I'm full of burps today. Paul says, Orion is missing our high school reunion, as am I. That's going on tonight. What does he think is happening there right now?
Oh, man. I can only imagine, because I've friended some douchebags that I went to high school with that were in my class, but I never cared for them.
Uh-huh.
They added me and... All of them, like them and they, well, they have, like all of their friends are basically the friends they had in high school because they still live in the same hometown.
Yeah.
And I see photos on their wall of Facebook and they all look the same and they're throwing up the gang signs Yeah. When the picture's taken, they're all just sad fucking ghetto pieces of shit. So I can only imagine it's not a whole lot of, you know, like, well, I have this job. What right. are you doing? It's just a lot of like...
Nobody's wearing a suit.
Man, I was really attracted to you. Like, I wanted to fuck you so bad in high school. What do you say?
Okay. Okay.
You know?
What was that sound?
Like chewing gum.
Wow. It sounded more like... Like eating roadkill.
Okay.
Oh, I was so attracted to you in high school. Okay.
I could just picture everybody there like getting really drunk and they all just go to a hotel room and fuck.
Just
at
have
the
a,
end of the night.
An orgy.
Yep.
Okay. So that's what's happening
yep.
at Orion's.
And that's why I didn't.
High school reunion.
Well, I didn't go because I didn't know about it.
You didn't go because you assumed the orgy wouldn't be in slow motion
yes.
to the Terminator yeah. soundtrack.
Yeah, they just don't get sex, those ghetto fucks.
They just don't get sex.
They don't get it.
You're doing it wrong.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's the Facebook and Twitter. We did get a couple of voicemails this week.
Yes.
One of them is from our buddy Austin.
Oh my God, it's been so long. I've missed him.
The only thing is the one from Austin came in a little fucked up. Like the connection was bad.
Yeah.
You can still understand it, but it stutters and it's a little annoying.
It's not just him.
But it's not his fault.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
Hey guys, I think it was last week or the week before, or something like that. You guys mentioned having a fleet problem, and you also mentioned the buying a bunch of shirts and passing them around so everyone could take a picture. Well, first thing, for the shirt, you could just have everyone take a picture of themselves in a black shirt or a plain shirt, and then you could just Photoshop it on. That way it would cost you less money. It might take you a little bit more time, but people dodge and burn, make it look like it's a little weavy. Wavy. I guess that makes more English. But yeah, you just do that and it makes it look like you guys have a million followers and then start faking the amount of fans you have so that other people think you're cooler and listen, I don't know. The fleet thing. So we moved into this location we lived at now and the previous person had a huge dog and they just had the nastiest long tall grass and it just grew really fast in a very weed way, so it was a very bad situation for having fleas. Plus, when we first moved in, there was a possum living under the house. So, long story short, after a fucking long-ass time, we finally got rid of him by making sure there's, well, one, no possum, two, short grass, and three, we have dogs, so we use something called Comfortis. I'm not sure if they make it for cats, but if they do, I would suggest using that. All the powder and all that shit, like, diatomaceous earth, if it gets wet when you use it, worthless and all that other shit. But Comfortis works by making the flea not feed your animals as food in some fancy way. But that was the only shit that ever worked. We tried like flea baths and all kinds of bullshit. So that's that. Bye.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that was a little tough.
It's a little tricky yeah. to parse. The first thing he was talking about was last week when we talked about potentially, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. When was it?
2 weeks ago.
When we talked about potentially getting one t-shirt
yeah.
and sending it to crazy. People, like passing it around so they could take pictures of themselves and yeah. making it look like we had more people who owned t-shirts than we do.
Okay. Yeah. It wasn't really all about that. Like, look at all the fans we have. No, it was just the idea of passing it around. And it was dumb. I'm sorry. Anyway.
If that's not what it was about, then what was it about?
I don't know. It's like passing
like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Yeah.
Like, let's just pass this shirt around, yeah. man. It'll tell a story by
yes,
the time.
Yeah.
See that ketchup stain? That was Miss Nick. She yeah. was chowing down on some chips.
That'd be a vomit stain.
That's anyway. Fries for us Americans.
Yep.
So there was that. Then Austin said, well, instead of doing that, we could just get everybody to buy blank black t-shirts and then Photoshop our logo into the pictures. So that we wouldn't even have to send a t-shirt
I love this
around.
Idea. One, that would be really hard to Photoshop. Two, so like the fans we have already know we're basically lying to everybody and trying to fake
right.
all the new fans. And then all the new fans are somehow supposed to buy into this fakeness. So we're just fucking everybody over.
We don't even need to get you guys to do this. Yeah. We don't even need to get you to buy blank black t-shirts and take pictures of yourselves.
Yeah.
We can just find pictures of people on the internet in yeah. blank black t-shirts and Photoshop. We should do celebrities.
Oh man.
We should yeah. Photoshop our t-shirts onto celebrities yeah. and post them to the Facebook. We should make fake Facebook profiles of celebrities because Facebook obviously doesn't crack down on that. If you've ever looked up a celebrity on Facebook, there's like 1,000 profiles.
Yeah.
We'll make like a fake Brad Pitt profile, make his profile picture him in one of our t-shirts and then have him friend us.
Yep.
Or like us, I mean.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's what we'll do. Well, I'll Photoshop a t-shirt onto those Scarlett Johansson nude pics. She'll friend us. It's good. It's
Itch had tattoo on her naked ass.
And the second thing Austin was talking about was your flea situation.
The flea situation.
He was going on and on about a possum and long grass and how he got rid of the fleas with this medication for his dogs that makes fleas stop seeing them as drumsticks and start seeing them as dogs.
Yep.
How is your flea situation? Have you fixed it?
We fixed the problem upstairs, but downstairs it's out of control.
I thought the problem only was downstairs.
It kind of, because of Aldi's mom, and you know how she just doesn't give a fuck. You tell her one thing, she's like, "Eh, fuck it, I'm from Bosnia, I can handle these motherfuckers." She would go down to the basement and
feed the fleas.
They would feed the fleas and they would, and then come back upstairs and they would, there'd be a few, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'd been vacuuming and all that bullshit. Long story short, it's getting kind of bad in the basement, but it's okay upstairs.
I see.
So, but what's weird is we have the cats in this one room, this one area in the basement, and it's like there's no problem. We medicated them, you know, we gave them the anti-flea bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And there's no real problem there, like if you just stand there for a while. But if you go into the other room that they're not, there's no access for them to get to.
They're fleeing it up.
It is fucking insane. The laundry room,
You think Aldi's mom is like cutting herself and bleeding out into a little saucer and bringing it down there to feed the fleas?
I believe it.
Just a ring of fleas on the lip of the saucer just drinking up.
God damn.
Oh, my fleas. My arm. She's like Willard in that movie where he controls the rats, but with fleas.
She's down there, talking to him, petting him.
She's going to murder you guys with fleas. Like you'll come home one day and Aldi will be mad at her mom and then her mom will shout something in Bosnian and all of a sudden Aldi will just turn solid black because she's covered in fleas.
Because they're coming out of her clothes.
And then the fleas will jump away and it'll just be bones.
God. Yeah, she's fucking everything up.
And then Aldi's mom's hair will start blowing up like there's a wind underneath her and she'll float into the air and her eyes will turn white.
Yeah. Unrelated. The whole thing with like everybody's like, who's gonna watch your kid when Aldi goes back to work?
Yeah,
Aldi's mom, of course.
Right.
And I was a little worried.
Why wouldn't you leave the kid with the crazy person?
Of course. It's convenient. And I was a little worried, but I was like, you know what? She knows what she's doing. Bosnian women, they don't drive, they don't work like back in Bosnia.
They just put babies in rose bushes and threaten to kill their children.
Yeah. Well, they cook, they clean, and they make babies, basically.
They cook, they
clean. And they're okay with that.
They eat spoiled food.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a special case. But so I'm like, okay, this can work.
Okay.
That's like one of her professions, you know, taking care of kids, because that's all Bosnian women do, and they share information. Anyway, so the other day she comes home, because she's been gone for a while, and I'm going to change the baby's diaper. And she's like, no, no, I got it. And I'm like, all right, cool. Oh, no. You know, give me a break. All right. And she takes over. She takes the diaper off. And then he starts fussing. Mm-hmm. So she grabs the bottle. His diaper's off. And he just peed his diaper. He starts fussing. So she kind of like picks him up, grabs the bottle. He has no diaper on. His dick's just hanging out.
Uh-huh.
And she starts feeding him. And I'm like, okay, Aldi, can you tell her to put the fucking diaper on?
Right.
Because he's going to pee, you know?
Right.
And of course, she's like, oh, he's fine in Bosnian. And of course he pees all over the blanket, his fucking clothes. It just goes everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And she laughs like, it's so cute.
Uh-huh.
Bitch, I have to do that laundry. And I have to change him now. I have to.
What happened to her doing the laundry? Wasn't that one of her duties?
I don't allow her anymore.
Because she fucks it up, bleaches everything.
That and with the fleas in the laundry room, she doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like I go down there, I get a few on me, I take the roller,
mm-hmm.
get them, kill them, I go back upstairs. It's all good. Her, she just like, oh, my precious, oh, my babies.
Yeah,
you know, just brings them up. She doesn't do shit.
Yeah.
Like, she's the type of person where she'd eat a bowl of cereal, the cat would be on her shoulder, like tapping at it, at the milk in the bowl, and she wouldn't do a fucking thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I do the laundry. Anyway. And that's fucking weird. That kind of put me back. Like, oh no, what have I done? This is not going to work.
Yeah. It's so. Relatively innocent, but it's crazy.
It's crazy. It's weird. Yeah. Who would do that? What normal person would do that?
And you would think, like, she had a kid.
Yeah.
She's an old lady.
Yeah.
She knows.
Yeah.
She should know. Yeah, but
nope.
Time to get peed on.
So I'm worried. Again.
Yeah.
Big time.
I was thinking about this. Like, you know, you and Aldi both, when you both work,
yeah.
you both work nights.
Yep.
And you work the same shift. So at some point, even if for now you can work it out so that her mom watches the kid,
yeah.
like it's a few years away,
mm-hmm.
but at some point, this isn't really going to work.
No way. No.
So not that you need to know right now, but have you thought any about like something's got to change?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's got to, they don't even really, do they have a first shift anymore?
They pull a few people in, you know? Basically what's going on is there's people I work with that have been there for fucking years. So they come in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They have the seniority.
Yeah.
But I've talked to them and they're more than willing to trade shifts because they have nobody.
Yeah.
No friends, no family. They
permanently nobody. Trade shifts though, or?
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Hmm.
I mean, when it comes to us.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
Because all those old fucks when I worked there, it was different though when I worked there. When I worked there, there was a definite first shift where they came in at like 6 a.m. or something and a definite second shift that started at like 4 p.m. And they loved their first shift.
Oh, yeah.
And because they didn't have to do shit because it was all those old fucks. And when we came in, they just left.
Yeah.
But when it was our turn to leave, they held us over. If shit wasn't done, but they didn't give a fuck what they did. So they would not have traded a shift if you offered them $1 billion.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe now it's different.
They've moved on or gone to third shift. Yeah. So, but even then it might not work out. And whatever comes, you know, there's always a solution. I'll figure it out. Fuck. Like even if Aldi quit her job, we'd be kind of struggling, but we'd make it.
Do you know when Aldi's going to go back?
This weekend.
This weekend.
This Sunday. Yep.
Mm. She ready?
No, she is not looking forward to it. No.
Yeah. I wouldn't be either.
Because she knows what's coming. So it's been so long.
Yeah.
How's the baby? How's the baby? How's the baby? How's the baby? Hey, how you been? How's the baby?
Even if I didn't just shit my guts out my torn vagina, I still wouldn't be ready to go back.
No fucking way.
So yeah.
She
I can't even
not
imagine.
Happy. But yeah. So we'll figure it out.
All right.
That was boring as shit.
So the flea army is still advancing.
Yep. We might have to call an exterminator.
I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
And I actually honestly do feel bad about this, but it's not a big deal. But I may have accidentally spilled the beans about the fleas to your landlord.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that's okay.
But he's my buddy at work. It's not a big deal.
Dude.
It's not like he's mad.
Yeah.
But now he's being kind of a dick. Like he wants, I told him that he probably wasn't supposed to know because I just kind of said it.
I didn't want him to feel like I don't know. I didn't want to tell him because I thought he'd be like, dude, I'll take care of the fucking exterminator bill or some shit.
I don't
know. He'd want to be nice. This is my fault in a way. Like somehow. I mentioned
that your animals are all indoor animals
yeah.
and that you didn't know how you ended up with fleas.
We
and
just
that
it was, let them into the basement and they got fleas.
And that you had said that he had had outdoor dogs and that maybe that was a possibility. I didn't make it sound like you accused him.
Yeah.
I made a point of that because I didn't want him to think, oh, Ryan told me, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He gave me a house with fleas. But yeah, so he's now being a little weird and he wants me to report back on the situation.
Yeah.
So you may want to
I'll get
to him
a hold
about
of
it.
Him. All right.
And that's my fault. I shouldn't open my damn mouth.
It's not like it's termites, you know, it's taken over the
right.
the house and they're eating the fucking wood.
Right.
But it's a serious fucking problem. It's not like earwigs,
yeah.
you know. Hey, they're annoying. I see them on the ground dead. It's ooh.
Well, you know, if you're not making any progress, then He doesn't want there to be fleas in there. Maybe he can actually help.
Oh, man, I don't want to ask for help. But hey,
well, you don't have to. If he's going to try to help, you don't have to ask for help.
That's
just
true.
Mention it to him.
Okay, I will
so
do
then,
that.
So then he'll God feel damn. Like he can talk to you about it.
Yeah.
And if he offers to help, don't say no.
All right, all right.
And he is your landlord. Like, that yes. is kind of their sort of shit.
I know? Should have told him, yes.
I'm not chastising you for not telling him. I feel bad that I told him.
Oh, it's cool.
I just wasn't thinking. I was just chatting with him.
It's all good, baby.
Okay, so next voicemail, and the only other voicemail.
All right.
I think, unless there were two from this guy. Yeah, one.
Hey, in chat, it's I'm Kilo on Twitter. And that's correct. You're pronouncing it correctly. It's nothing to do with being British or metric system or anything like that. Sort of. My real name has to do with something related to kilos. That's how I got the nickname. And at Kilo is unavailable on Twitter. In other news, what do you guys, if you had to try to explain podcasts or how to listen to a podcast to someone that didn't know, how do you think you guys would do it?
That was it? Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
His real name is something to do with kilos. So his real name is Cocaine.
Yeah.
How would we explain podcasting?
Oh my God.
And how to listen to podcasts. How to listen to podcasts is a bit vague. I assume he means how to, like, physically how to listen to them, how to get them.
Like if I was telling my grandma.
Yeah. Although he could mean like how you should behave as a listener, kind of. Like, I would say to a person who wanted to get into podcasts that any podcast you pick, you should give it a few episodes before you decide.
Yeah.
Because every podcast I've ever listened to, the first episode I listened to
mm-hmm.
is like, huh, that's weird.
Yeah.
And then like the second and third and fourth is when I start to get it, because they all have, you know, their, stable of personalities mm-hmm. and their inside jokes kind yes. of, and yep. you know, they reference past episodes.
Yep.
It's not until you start to get into it that you get into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would recommend in that sense of how to listen to a podcast, yes. I would recommend giving it a chance for a little bit, for a few episodes before you give up.
That's gotta be what it meant, right? That's
no,
what
he meant. I think what he meant was more
that's
like
too easy. I mean, you go to the website and I mean, for the most part, right? They all have websites.
Well, if I had to explain what a podcast was, I think the easiest way is to say that essentially it's a radio show, but it's downloadable. And if that's too technical, you say it's a radio show on the internet that yeah. you can listen to whenever you want, instead of having to wait for it to be on.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to explain how to listen to them, I think the easiest way for most people would probably be to tell them to search for it in iTunes, because
mm-hmm.
most of them are in iTunes, and most people who would be interested probably have iTunes already anyway.
Yeah.
That's probably what they listen to all their music in. They probably don't know how to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not iTunes users, it would kind of depend on the show. Like our show and a lot of shows have embedded players
yeah.
on their website. So I just say, go to the website, look for the little thing with a play button, little
yeah.
arrow,
yeah.
and click that.
There you go.
And there you go, yeah. And it would also depend on if they have an MP3 player or not, like if they want to listen to it on the go,
mm-hmm.
or if they want to listen to it at their computer. If they want to listen to it on the go, then iTunes is, again, probably the best bet. But if they don't have an iPod or they don't have iTunes or both, then you'd have to explain to them how to download an mm-hmm. MP3. And that gets trickier than you might think.
Yeah.
Like my buddy Brian, who is Orion's landlord.
Yeah.
There was a day, I don't know if I told this story on the show or not. There was a day he came up to me and he said, how do I get things from MediaFire into iTunes? And
yeah, wait, what? Back up.
I had to, basically, he was downloading illegal music mm-hmm. from MediaFire, which is just a website that people can upload shit to.
Yep.
And he was trying to get it into his iTunes so that he could get it onto his iPod. And I tried to explain it. I don't use iTunes, but I was pretty sure I knew that there was a way to just import a folder.
Oh, yeah.
So I basically told him that, and he looked at me like I just, I don't know, just started speaking Chinese.
Add to library? What?
So then I looked it up. I looked up like a step-by-step and wrote it down and gave it to him.
Yeah.
And he said, okay. Then he came back the next day and said that he couldn't put them in iTunes because, and he had a hard time explaining this because he didn't know what it meant, but the files he downloaded were zipped files And he didn't know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think part of the problem is that these days, Windows can open zip files on its own,
yeah,
like it's a folder. And so that, I think, confused him. He thought it was just a regular folder and then couldn't figure out why he couldn't import that folder,
yeah,
into iTunes. So then he told me he had a friend. I made a joke. I said, do you need me to like remote access your desktop and do this for you?
Yeah.
And I laughed. And then he said, no, it's okay. I got a friend who's going to do exactly that for me tonight.
That's so sad.
So he had a friend,
Brian,
remote control his desktop for him to unzip a folder and put it in iTunes. So apparently it is actually a lot trickier for some people, yeah, than you might think.
Yeah.
So it might be pretty difficult to explain how to download a file from the internet and put it in a folder and then find it again so that you can put it on your MP3 player.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how I would do that. It's kind of a case by case basis.
Yeah. I would say all in all, it kind of depends on the podcast.
Yeah.
But if you can't go to their website and they don't have an embedded player, then holy shit, they're making it too hard and fuck them.
Even if they don't have an embedded player, chances are if you click the link to the MP3,
yeah,
it'll probably play it in your browser anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you have anything installed that'll play an MP3 in a browser.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably okay anyway, but I don't know. And that's it for the voicemails.
All right.
Facebook, Twitter, voicemails, and forums. All done. So you want to talk more about Gilmore Girls?
No.
What do you got? I've seen you scribbling in your notebook.
I did have this one thing. Jesus Christ, this is so fucking dumb. Give me a second.
Okay. Giving you a second.
Oh,
digging for a beer. Or no, not a beer. Sorry. Orion's been drinking...
Don't you fucking tell him.
Orion's been drinking cans of sparkling water.
Motherfucker. Hey, the woman likes it, and it's beer, water, or this. So, yeah. What about it?
Nothing.
Anyway.
Nothing.
God, this is so fucking dumb. I was thinking about how humorous it is to me when women urinate, just because it's like, I don't know why it's so funny. It's like, because they're obviously missing that part. Watching a woman urinate is like watching some disfigured guy without a jaw, like eat a hot dog.
Yikes.
It's like they can do it, sort of, but they're missing that part. And that's funny to me. Oh, my God.
Well, in a way, we kind of talked about this before. I don't find it as funny as I do just gross. Because I know we talked once before about how when women, like when dudes, yeah, piss, it's like a stream.
Yeah.
It's kind of I hesitate to describe a dick as elegant. But in a way, for urination purposes, it's sort of an elegant solution.
Yeah.
You know, it comes out in a nice stream.
Yeah.
You can aim it.
Like, yeah.
It's
biologically, it makes sense.
It's very user-friendly. The dick. But when women urinate, it's like it was an afterthought.
Yep.
Like, like you take the dick away, you install this weird hole, you're like, okay, this is perfect. It stretches for babies. The hips are all fucked up now for babies.
Yep.
You got that baby hole up in there. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to have to piss at some point. Yeah. Just poke another little hole in there.
Yeah.
And it just bury it up in those lips. It'll be fine.
Just,
so when women pee, it looks like when you put your thumb over a garden hose. it looks
mess.
Like it's broke. It looks like it's broken.
Yeah. That's where I'm getting at. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
But that's less funny to me and more gross.
All right. Oh, man.
But it's true. It's fucked up. Like women,
yeah,
get dicks.
Yeah.
Get yeah, with the program.
Jesus
here. Get on
Christ.
The dick train with the rest of us. Us guys, we smartened up a long time ago. We used to piss out of our assholes. We were like, no more of that. Let's get dicks. And chicks were like, nah.
Oh, what else do I have? This is dumb as well. But last night, I'll say he's a friend from work. He thought about quitting because he got another job offer.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he was going to have this going away party. And we had it, but like a few days prior to this party, he decided he wasn't going to get the new job and he decided to stay. But we were going to have the party anyway.
So it was a staying party.
Yeah, it was just going to be a party. But anyway, that's kind of irrelevant. Anyway, we went to this bar and I was the DD. I just had water all night. So I let Aldi let loose. I let her get drunk.
For the first time since the pregnancy, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time. And this little girl, my God, she was, I got her a pitcher of beer and she got about halfway into it and she was gone. Mm-hmm. She was really drunk. She was grabbing my nuts. She was screaming how much she wanted to fuck me. Like, oh, the things I'm going to do. I want my pussy around your dick.
Wow.
Like really crazy shit, you know? And I'm like, oh, God. But ultimately, she had three pitchers. Just imagine the shit that was coming out of her mouth. One thing that stood out, I thought was kind of funny. Really loud. There was some hip hop playing because you can go to the jukebox, put some money in, play some music. There was hip hop playing. And really loud, she just goes, I like the blacks. And there was a long pause. And everybody looks at her and she goes, in music. Because it's playing like Ludacris, right? Fucking all the goddamn. There were some black guys there. Like, the fuck?
That's fantastic.
This little petite.
I love that because
girl.
It's funny enough that she yelled, I love the blacks.
Yeah.
I love blacks. That's funny enough. But then when everybody's looking at her funny, yeah. She interpreted that as, you like the blacks? Yeah. Not like it's weird that you just yelled, I like the blacks, but yeah. You like the blacks?
I forgot about
and she's
that.
Like,
yeah.
No, in music. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not exactly. Crazy. Yeah. I don't want to hang out with them.
It was great.
That's God fantastic.
Damn.
She's a riot. It's too bad she still hates me.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. I'm sure. If you guys sat down and talked about it, I'm sure it'd be great.
I don't know.
You guys have a few beers. It'd be solved. Fuck
she's,
yes.
She's always had her issues with me. Like, I know she was annoyed when we lived together.
Oh,
that I was there, but she never said anything to me, so I didn't know for a while.
Yeah,
except for the one time we had like a fight when we were both drunk.
God damn. Maybe if you get a few beers, maybe that wouldn't be so good.
Maybe not. I don't know.
It could go very well or very bad.
Yeah. All I know is we're still not friends on Facebook, and that is what's really important in life.
Yeah.
And that really makes my heart
a bummer
cry.
Yeah. But yeah, I have new shit, but it's I don't want to kill the show, Kyle. It's not that great.
It's going down with or without you, so it's up to you if you want to end it here or you want to talk more. But I didn't have much going on this week, so
I'm gonna end it here. I'm gonna cut myself short. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
For the sake of the show.
Well, in that case. As usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
You can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581. God damn, I'm all wet now.
Oh, Jesus.
Not cool.
They get wet at the end.
Oh, the visual that just entered my mind.
Oh,
anyway.
Man, that's fucked up because you could see me when I did that. But anyway, where were we? Oh, Facebooks and Twitters. Facebook.com/ijat. Twitter.com/ijat. The forums. I just had a terrible thought.com/forum.
I can't do it. Just get to it.
I'm that. Asian baby from The Grudge.
It's so scary. Oh my God.
Donate. There's got to be something else though. Am I forgetting something?
No, that's it.
Oh, donate then.
Yeah, that should do it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
This is worth gold.
Yes.
Worth its weight in gold. Mm. And podcasts are heavy. Yeah. So I think we should probably stop before I say anymore.
All right. That should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.